This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of October, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance by using various methods. Forget this old world. Remember your sweet home and the new world. Question. What acts, that is, what efforts, only take place at this time and not at any other time of the cycle? Answer. In the whole cycle, it is only at the time of the confluence age that the effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and to make souls pure is made, and the act of purifying the whole world is performed. These acts repeat every cycle. You children understand these wonderful secrets of the eternal and imperishable drama. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Therefore, you spiritual children have to sit in soul consciousness, in a spiritual stage, and listen to him with your intellects having faith. The father has explained, it is souls alone who listen with their organs. Remember this very firmly. Each one of you must keep the cycle of salvation and degradation in your intellect. This knowledge and that devotion are included in this. Keep it in your intellect while walking and moving around, how the play of this knowledge and devotion, happiness and sorrow, day and night, continues to be performed. We play our parts for 84 births. The Father remembers everything, and so he inspires you children to make effort to stay in remembrance. Through this, your sins are absolved and you attain the kingdom. You know that this old world is now to be destroyed. When your house has become old and you know that a new one is being built, you have faith inside you that you are soon to go to your new house. However, sometimes it takes 1 to 2 years for a new house to be built. For example, when Government House was being built in New Delhi, the government said that they would be transferred to New Delhi. You children understand that the whole of this unlimited world is old. You now have to go to that new world. Baba shows you many methods. Keep your intellects busy on the pilgrimage of remembrance using these methods. We now have to return home, and this is why we have to remember the sweet home for which people beat their heads. It has been explained to you, sweetest children, that this land of sorrow is now to be destroyed. Although you live here in this old world, you don't like it. We now have to go to that new world. Although you don't have the pictures in front of you, you understand that it is now the end of this old world. We will now go to a new world. On the path of devotion, there are many pictures. Compared to those, you have very few. Your pictures are those of the path of this knowledge, whereas theirs are those of the path of devotion. All of devotion takes place with pictures. However, your pictures are real. Therefore, you can explain what is right and what is wrong. Baba is called the knowledgeful one. You have this knowledge. You know how many births you have taken throughout the whole cycle. You know how the cycle turns. You have to stay in constant remembrance of the Father and also keep this knowledge with you. The Father gives you all of this knowledge of the Creator and creation. Therefore, you also remember the Father. Baba has explained, I am your Father, teacher and Satguru. Simply explain that Baba says, you call me the purifier, the liberator and the guide. The guide to where? The guide to the land of peace and liberation. The Father takes you there and leaves you there. He teaches you, children. He educates you. He makes you beautiful and takes you home and leaves you there. No matter how much knowledge of the elements and the Brahma elements anyone has, no one but the Father can take you there. They think that they will merge into the Brahma element. It is in your intellects that the land of peace is your home. First, you'll return there, and then you'll be the first ones to come into the new world. Everyone else will come later. You know how those of all the other religions come, number-wise. Whose kingdoms are there in the golden and silver ages? What are their religious scriptures? Those of the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty have just the one scripture. However, that Gita is not real, because this knowledge that you receive now finishes here. There are no scriptures there. The scriptures of all the religions that come after the Copper Age exist all the time. They continue from then. The one religion is now being established, and all the others will be destroyed. People continue to speak of one kingdom, one religion, one language, and one direction. That can only be established by the One. You children have in your intellects the knowledge of everything, from the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. The Father says, now make effort to become pure. It has taken you half a cycle to become impure. In fact, you can even say a whole cycle. It is only now that you learn to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This study doesn't exist there. Deities didn't make effort to become pure from impure. They studied Raja Yoga previously and went there after becoming pure here. That is called the land of happiness. You know that it is only at this time out of the whole cycle that you make effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You know that the effort, that is, the act of purifying the impure world, will repeat in the next cycle. You definitely go around the cycle. All of these things about how this is a play and how all souls are actors with imperishable parts recorded in them, are in your intellects. It is like a drama. Those films become worn out as they become old. This one is imperishable. It is also a wonder how a whole part is recorded in such a tiny soul. The Father explains very deep and subtle things to you. When others hear these things, they say that very wonderful things are explained here. We now understand what souls are. Everyone understands about bodies. Doctors can remove the heart of a human being and put it back again, but no one knows about souls. No one even knows how souls become pure from impure. They speak of an impure soul, a great soul. Everyone calls out, O purifier, come and purify me. However, how can a soul become pure? The eternal surgeon is needed for that. Souls call out to the one who is beyond birth. Only he has the cure to purify souls. Therefore, you children should have goose pimples of happiness, knowing that God is teaching you. He will definitely make you into gods and goddesses. On the path of devotion, Lakshmi and Narayan are called a goddess and a god. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. He makes you as pure as himself. He also makes you into oceans of this knowledge, and then makes you greater than himself. He makes you into the masters of the world. Each of you has to play a complete part of becoming pure and impure. You know that Baba has come once again to establish the original eternal deity religion. It is of this religion that it is said that religion has disappeared. It is compared to a banyan tree in which many branches emerge, but there is no trunk. Here too, so many branches of the different religions have emerged, but the foundation of the deity religion no longer exists. It has disappeared. The father says, that religion does exist, but they have changed its name. Because they are no longer pure, they cannot call themselves deities. It is only because it no longer exists that the Father comes to create creation. You understand that you were pure deities and that you have now become impure. It is the same for everything. You children should not forget this. The first and main destination is to remember the Father through whom you become pure. Everyone says, come and purify us. They don't ask to be made into kings or queens. Therefore, you children should have a great deal of intoxication. You know that you are the children of God. We should definitely receive our inheritance now. We have played those parts cycle after cycle. The tree continues to grow. Baba has explained the pictures to you and how this is the picture of salvation. You can explain orally as well as with pictures. The secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world are in these pictures of yours. You children do service in order to make others similar to yourselves. You must study and also try to teach others. The more you study, the higher status you claim. The Father says, I inspire you to make effort. But it also has to be in your fortune. Each one of you continues to make effort according to the drama. The Father has also explained the secrets of the drama to you. The Father is the Father and also the teacher. Together with this, he is also the true Satguru who takes you back with him. The Father is the immortal image. This is the throne of this soul through which this one plays his part. The Father too needs a throne in order to play his part and grant salvation. The father says I have to enter an ordinary body. I cannot have any pomp or splendour. The followers of those gurus have a golden throne for their guru. They have palaces built, etc. What would you make? You are children and also students. Therefore, what would you do for him? Where would you make it? This one is ordinary. It has been explained to you children that you also have to serve the prostitutes. You have to uplift the poor too. Some children are making effort to do this. They have even been to Benares. If you uplift them, people will say that BKs perform wonders and that they even give this knowledge to prostitutes. You also have to explain to them that they must renounce that business and become the masters of the temple of Shiva. Study this knowledge and then give it to others. The prostitutes can then give it to others. Once people study this and become clever, they can also explain it to their officers. Keep the pictures in a hall and explain them to others, and everyone will say, "It is a wonder how the BKs have become instruments to make prostitutes into residents of the temple of Shiva." You children should have such thoughts of doing service. You have a very great responsibility. You have to uplift those with stone intellects, the hunchbacks, the natives, and those with no virtue. It is remembered that even the sages were uplifted. You understand that the sages will be uplifted at the end. If they were to come and belong to you now, the path of devotion would come to an end. There would be a revolution. Sannyasis would leave their ashrams, saying that they have been defeated. That will happen at the end. Baba continues to give you directions about how to do everything. Baba cannot go out anywhere. The father would say, "Go and learn from the children." He continues to give you children different ways to explain. Perform such a task that people sing your praise. It is remembered that God filled the Shaktis with the arrows of knowledge. This is the arrow of knowledge. You know that this arrow will take you from this world to that other world. Therefore, you children must have broad and unlimited intellects. If your name is glorified in even one place and the government becomes aware of that, your influence will spread a great deal. If 5 to 7 officers emerge from one place, it would be printed in the newspapers. They would say, "The BKs have made prostitutes renounce that business and made them into the masters of the Temple of Shiva." There would be a lot of praise of you. They would also bring all of their money. What would you do with that money? You would open big centres. You could use the money to make pictures, etc. People will then see them and become amazed. They would say, "You should be the first ones to receive a prize." They would take your pictures to Government House. They would fall in love with them. You should have the desire in your hearts to make ordinary human beings into deities. You know that those who took this knowledge in the previous cycle will take it again. It takes a great deal of effort to renounce all of the wealth, etc. Baba has explained, I don't remember my home, friends or relatives. What do I remember? I don't remember anyone apart from the father and you children. I have exchanged everything. Where else could my intellect go? I have given this chariot to the father. I'm studying just as you are. It is just that I have given this chariot to Baba on loan. You know that we are making effort to go to the Sun Dynasty land first of all. This is the story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. It is souls who receive a third eye. I, this soul, am studying this knowledge to become a deity. I will then become a king of kings. Shiv Baba says, I am making you double crowned. Your intellects have now opened so much, exactly as they did in the previous cycle, according to the drama. You now have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You also have to continue to turn the world cycle. Remove this old world from your intellects. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Keep it in your intellect that a new establishment is taking place for you. This old world of sorrow is now about to end. You should not like this world at all. 2. Baba exchanged everything he had, and so his intellect doesn't go anywhere. Therefore, follow the Father. The one and only desire your heart should have is how to serve human beings to make them into deities and how to change this brothel into that temple of Shiva. Blessing. May you be a detached observer as you watch who finishes any royal form of body consciousness. Do not give regard to the ideas of others, or to cut them off is a royal form of body consciousness. It makes you insult yourself and others. This is because someone who cuts others off has arrogance, and the one whom he cuts off feels insulted. Therefore, keep the blessing of being a detached observer in your awareness, as you create every thought and carry out every act. Hold the shield of the drama and remain on the rails of the drama, and so finish this royal form of I and give everyone regard and love. They will then cooperate with you for all time. Slogan. On the basis of the water of God Srimat, make the seed of action powerful. Aviat signal, experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. At every moment, you, yourself and others should automatically experience having the true vibrations of good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. At every moment, let there always be blessings emerging from your mind for all souls. Just as you have become experienced in remaining busy in serving with words, so keep your mind constantly busy in doing this service. When you are not given any service to do, you experience yourself to be empty. Let service with your mind continue to take place automatically in this way, just as service is done with words. Om Shanti.